In the last presentation on African dance, we ended with this idea that African dance forms don't just stay in the regions within the continent of Africa, but that they travel. As people, as bodies travel, they also carry their oral histories and bodily knowledge to other continents. This, by the way, is one of the important concepts for this class, as we will continually be looking at how dances circulate through different regions and what happens to them. So how did African bodies, and thus dances, arrive in North America?